counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Another week, another countdown. Here we go on the Earshot 20. Welcome back to the program, Brian. You've been off for a few days since the last program, so I'm welcoming you back.
Thank you.
And all of our loyal listeners as well who tune into this program. And we are going to count down the top 20 albums starting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week. The charts come from that website. Brian's going to let you know what else you'll find if you go to that website.
They are on top of it. Yeah, Earshot, it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report where you can find the most played albums across Canada every single week on community radio, where they present you with the national top 50. The national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 most played albums, is a combination of over 30 campus community radio stations' top 30 albums, and there are also specialty charts in there as well, both nationally and regionally, for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. There's reviews, interviews, and so much more, so go and check it out. 24/7, any time of the day. That's how the internet works. It's convenient for you.
Are you sure that's how the internet works?
Earshot-online.com. I mean, it's the way it's supposed to work.
True. Okay. Unless your internet goes down, then that's not the internet. That's your service provider. You can find us online a few ways as well, most of the time, unless your internet's down.
Hey, let's not get into the intricacies of how technology works. It's really not what we're about here.
It's earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and we will give you an interview. We're doing that in this program, chatting with one of the band members from Woodland Telegraph. That's coming up in this hour of the program. We also have music news on the way from Stephen Karlick and the First 10. Next hour of the program, we have your top 10. We're chatting with one of the artists in the top 10. Not going to give it away, but and that, right? Is that
who was that, James?
Yeah.
Pretty good hints.
Yeah, that was good. And we've got Steven in the second hour of the program too, plus the lowdown. It's crazy.
And a new number one.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not, after several weeks at the top of the charts, Baji Boulat is not our most played artist across Canada this week. I think if you think about it pretty hard, the number one is not that big of a surprise. It is an album that's been on our charts for a couple weeks, and an album that has been awaited for sure by fans of independent Canadian music across Canada. So you'll find out in the near future. And whether or not they have the lasting staying power of Baji Boulat, who was at the top of the charts for a handful of weeks, I believe. It was amounting to basically like 2 months, I think. We'll have to wait and see. Lots of challengers there for sure. Lots of people that have been charting near the top for a long time, so.
And that's not nice. That's not the only movement. There's lots more movement that's happened on the charts.
Yeah, for sure. We have four debuts in our first hour here, which is quite a few for sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's get into it and see where the albums fall.
Yeah, with lots of new music, of course, that means that a couple of bands are falling off our charts this week, and they may return, they may not. It is Daughter from number 12 to number 36, The Small Glories from number 19 to number 27, Jim Bryson from 14 to 43, The Zolas from number 17 down to number 22, S.A. Pa dropping just out of our charts from number 20 to number 21, and Dive, they were at number 13, and they fall outside of the national top 50 this week. But we start off with definitely a long-awaited album, Explosions in the Sky, of a new one out called The Wilderness. It debuts at number 20, and we're going to hear a track from that one called Wilderness. then the Besnard Lakes at number 19, up from 43, a Colosseum Complex Museum, and the Plain Moon. And Tokyo by Teen, their album re-enters the charts. It's called Love Yes, and it's at number 18.
All right, here's Explosions in the Sky, Wilderness, number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18. Earshot 20, number 17.
That was Teen with a track called Tokyo from Love Yes, their newest album, re-entering the Earshot top 50 at number 18 to fall into our program and end out that first set of music. You also heard from the Besnard Lakes in the middle there with The Plain Moon from a Coliseum Complex Museum. It had dropped off to number 43, but it is a new popular record from Jag Jaguar. It is now at number 19. And the debut of a new one by Explosions in the Sky at number 20. Some great instrumental rock on The Wilderness. And we heard a track from that one, aptly titled Wilderness.
It's the first hour of the Earshot 20, and we're going to take a break. Back at it with Stephen, who was away for a couple of weeks from us, but we missed you, Stephen, I must say. And but I did live vicariously through some of your photos, which I found entertaining, to say the least, from your trip. They were pretty good.
Thank you. Yes, my girlfriend took all of these very, very nice photos of where we went. And I realized, looking back on my photos, we were in Paris, that you couldn't even tell where we were. It was just all pictures of me being an idiot. So if you enjoy pictures like that, look for Stephen Karlick on the Instagram.
There you go. All right, well, we have some music news to get to, so we're going to do it, and we're going to kick it off with news about Drake.
Yes, we are. A lot of news coming from the Drake camp lately, as as we have been for the last 2 years, we are looking forward to views from the six. Now it's looking a lot more probable that we may get it sooner than later. He has indeed cemented a release date for the upcoming album, saying it will be out April 29th. Drizzy announced the big news on his Beats One show, OVO Sound Radio, and said it will apparently be an Apple Music exclusive, which makes it something of a response to Kanye West's Tidal exclusive, The Life of Pablo, but who knows how quickly he'll turn around and release it otherwise. The other news is, of course, that he's released two singles from the upcoming album, both at the same time, the first of which is called Pop Style, which features both Jay-Z and Kanye, although they're called The Throne on the cover of it, which maybe has something to do with Tidal exclusivity. We'll have to see. He also released the, in my opinion, better song called One Dance, which features Wizkid and a singer named Kyla. Both of those were dropped on April 8th. You can hear them online and see which one you prefer.
Awesome. Well, it's good news for Drake fans, and he's been getting a lot of accolades lately, for sure.
Yeah, and deservedly so. You know, we put him on the cover of our latest issue because it's undeniable. He's a force in Canadian music, and whether you agree or not, he's definitely changing the face of Canadian music. So there's at least, even if you don't like him, there's something important about what he's doing.
All right, we've got some news about another great lineup, Wolf Parade, ahead of their reunion tour, which I think we've talked about, mm-hmm. are releasing a new EP.
Yes, they are. Dan Bochner is having the busiest year of all time, as the Wolf Parade guitarist and songwriter also just released his new LP, Blue Wave. Spencer Krug, meanwhile, will be releasing a new Moonface project. But despite all this other material, the pair recently unveiled that there is a new Wolf Parade EP in the works. This came from an interview with Exclaim, where the band said the live shows will feature up to 6 new songs sprinkled among the group's already existing repertoire, and 4 of them will be on an upcoming EP. Bochner told us that, quote, "The stuff we've been coming up with is pretty different than the stuff we left off on. I think the songs on Expo 86 were as close as we ever got to prog rock, very complex arrangements. I see those songs as sort of big slabs of interlocking riffs, and this new stuff is comparatively really short, more like apologies length stuff, and I'm really happy with it. It's pretty energetic. All the songs are really fast." Bochner also adds that there's a heavy glam vibe on the new stuff, and Krug talks about sort of the vulnerability of performing new material at reunion gigs. So lots going on from their camp. The new EP is apparently called Rocky Horror, but that might change as we get closer to a release date. Apparently there is also a song called Boy Division, which they say sounds like, quote, an amateur Joy Division. So that's a lot of fun. In the meantime, they'll be playing a host of reunion shows, including some festival dates. You can see all of that at exclaim.ca.
Well, we look forward to that EP, and we'll round out the music news. If you're a fan of The Shins, a tease from them.
Just a little tease, yeah. It's The Shins are, of course, the project of James Mercer, who is also a part of Broken Bells with Danger Mouse. So if you are a fan of that group, lots to look forward to here, as the indie pop group are apparently gearing up to release some new music. On April 13th, they hopped back onto Instagram, which they had long not been on, to tease a new song. The latest video arrived with the hashtag Shinstagram, in case you're a fan of puns. They also captioned it King Puffin, and the video presents an ever-morphing collection of clouds scored by a dreamily strummed piece. In otherwise, if you liked The Shins before, you will like The Shins now. They've also made other recent Instagram teases scored by what may be new Shins music, including a video of a guy in a monkey mask and a dance party between a pair of dolls. So while official plans for a new Shins album have yet to be announced, it's looking more and more like something is shaping up. So, fingers crossed.
I love a good pun, so that's a good way to end this hour of the music news. All right, we will get back to the charts, but Stephen, we'll get you to stick around. Second hour of the program, we'll have more great music news to chat about. Of course, check it all out at exclaim.ca. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
We're going to hear from Parquet Core, another debut in our top 20 this week at number 17. Their newest album is called Human Performance. You can hear one from them called Paraphrase. And then Savage's Sitting Still, number 16, Adore Life, and a track called I Need Something New.
All the
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Something new in my ears. Something you could say, perhaps. All the words coming out of your mouth wouldn't be something I've heard before. I need something new. I need something new. I need something new.
That was I Need Something New by Savages. Their latest album is called Adore Life, their sophomore release on Matador Records, sitting still at number 16. and another big debut as we continue our charts this week at 17, Parquet Core, Human Performance. And you heard a track from that one called Paraphrased.
All right, we'll take a break from the charts now and head to the phone line. Screen Death Summer Song is the third release of the Canadian Landscape Trilogy, a mapping of the landscape of Canada in song. It's the project of British Columbia group Woodland Telegraph, and Matt Lovegrove is of the group and joins me on the phone to chat. Matt, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks for having me, Anthony.
So the Canadian Landscape Trilogy is a project that you started back in 2008. What was the concept and where did the idea come from?
Yeah, well, I was actually living up in the Rocky Mountains in the Kananaskis Valley, and I was working up there, and I got really inspired by the landscape in the Rockies, so I decided to write a concept record based on the history and the landscape of the mountains. And so that turned out to be the first release in the Canadian Landscape Trilogy. From there, we just decided it would be a really fun thing to do, to try to map out Canada in song and do it in a trilogy of albums.
So since then, you have been creating the music and mapping that out. Can you give us an idea of some of the things that inspired the songs you wrote in, you know, the first album, second album, and now to this one?
Absolutely, yeah. So as I said, the first record, it's called Sing's Revival Hymns. So we were up in the Rockies, obviously influenced by that, you know, the history there. We moved over to Lethbridge, Alberta, in southern Alberta, and we got really inspired by farming stories, the culture around, you know, growing your own food and being connected to the land that way. So the second album is called From the Fields, and it's all inspired by farmland prairie stories. So for our latest record, it's called Screen Death Summer Song. It's a little bit of a departure. Started to take a look at how much we use screens all the time. We're always on our smartphones and on our laptops. And I was really interested to try to explore kind of ideas of new technology in a folk song format. So, you know, what is it like when we're always on our screens? How does that change the way that we, you know, perceive Canada and our landscapes here?
And Screen Death Summer Song is the last of the trilogy. Was it a sobering experience releasing the final piece of the project?
It felt really great, actually. Yeah, no, it's, I definitely feel, I think most artists or novelists or whatever feel, you know, when you've done a project now, it's like fresh terrain. You can go and try something else and do something new. So yeah, it was sobering in a good way, I think.
So now, speaking of what's next, what do you have plans? Have you thought of something different that that you might be working on after this all settles?
Yeah, I mean, for the Woodland Telegraph projects, it's a full band affair. So we've got, you know, drums, bass, guitar, and everything there. I've been really inspired by a record by Scott Merritt called Of, and it's totally stripped down. It's just, I think it's ukulele and a few other kind of textural instruments. So I'd really like to try to do something really stripped down, I think. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm pretty inspired by Scott Merritt, so yeah.
Find more information online about Woodland Telegraph and the incredible project Canadian Landscape Trilogy at northernfolklore.com. Matt, thanks for checking in and good luck with what's on the horizon.
Thanks so much, Anthony. Your show is great and pleasure to be on it.
Here's a track from Screen Death Summer Song in an Earshot Extra spot and more of the charts on the way too. It's the Earshot 20.
At home, you were staring like a ghost. The screens were all shattered in the freezing winter's wind. The cold breath you expired, a string of numbers bit by bit, left the front door open wide, a spine of snow drifted inside. Come set your burden down, lay the ashes of yourself. The screens were all shattered, a sky of black and broken birds. Back then, golden voices hushed and held loud in the wires. Move slow above the town, here in every single word. In the morning sun, I gathered all the wires that grew around. It's frozen.
watched it fade, a river running through the broad daylight. You wanted it new, you couldn't wait. You saw your reflection the first time.
Bit by bit, the colors fade. The twilight comes, the night won't wait.
Come set your burden down, the ashes of yourself. The screens were all shattered. Voices hushed and held loud in the wires. Move slow above the town. Hear in every single word I'm spoken. Ride my way. It's frozen in your mind. Bit by bit the springtime melts away. The winter time. Awake and breathing the numbers out. I've seen a light that shines.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 15.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Fortitude by You Say Party, their latest album. Sticking around the charts at number 14, dropping a few spots from number 7, and it is a self-titled release. Before that, Bart at number 15, up for number 40 for the first time on our program. Their latest album is called Holomew. It's on Ide Feeks, and you heard a track from that one called On Off. And we also heard from Woodland Telegraph this week, Breathing the Numbers Out.
All right, we have a few more tracks to get to before this hour is complete. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 13 spot.
All right, we have another debut this week at 13. Next Thing is the latest album by Frankie Cosmos. You're going to hear a track from that one called Too Dark right here on the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
Earshot 20, number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Andrew Bird at number 11. Debuting in that spot is Are You Serious from his newest album. That was a track called Pulaski. The Dirty Nil in there with Bury Me at the Radio. At number 12, down two spots, is Higher Power. And another debut at number 13, the latest from Frankie Cosmos called Next Thing. You heard Too Dark.
Is that where you want to be buried? At the radio?
The rodeo.
Oh, I thought you said the radio, because, you know, you're the supreme leader of the radio station.
I hope that someone would erect a statue of me.
Yeah? right here in the radio station.
I'll get a really inconvenient location.
I'll get working on it right in the middle of the booth
so that I'm always there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that rounds out the first 10 of the top 20. For just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can check out the charts there. You can check us out online, radioforall.net, to download the program, podcast through iTunes. And also, you can catch us on our syndicated partners, over 25 stations carrying this program with over 30 opportunities for you to hear the show. Thanks very much for tuning in and listening. We will be back in a few minutes with your top 10 and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.